Finding true love isn't about desperate searching. It's about becoming so complete within yourself that you no longer feel you need someone else. This counterintuitive approach forms the foundation of successful relationships. You're only truly ready to date when you don't need to. Our culture tells us we must find our other half to be complete, but genuine relationship readiness comes from wholeness, feeling complete within yourself. Most relationships fail because people enter them feeling incomplete, creating weak partnerships where neither gives 100%. These relationships exist in constant insecurity, lasting only as long as each person feels their needs are met. Need eliminates choice, while wholeness allows decisions based on preference rather than desperation. Consider Adam. He was complete and content before Eve was created. He was alone but not lonely, fulfilled in his work and divine connection. He never sought a companion. Providing Eve was God's idea. This reveals a profound truth. You're ready to date when you first learn to be single. Being truly single means finding fulfillment in your singleness, being complete physically, emotionally, spiritually, and intellectually without depending on others. This wholeness is marked by a healthy self-concept, clear faith, and internal direction rather than being controlled by others' opinions. Use this time to develop yourself fully, becoming so consumed by personal growth that finding a partner becomes secondary to becoming your best self. The strongest relationships are built on friendship rather than need. Since marriage partners should be best friends, developing genuine friendship, not manipulation, is dating's primary purpose. Building character-focused friendships requires understanding appropriate behaviors for different relationship levels. The key is focusing on others rather than our fears, asking what matters to you, and giving full attention to their response. Friendship progresses through distinct stages: acquaintance relationships based on occasional contact, casual friendships around common interests, and close friendships sharing life goals. The highest level, intimate friendship, involves committing to developing each other's character through spiritual and mental connection. The common belief that God creates one perfect soulmate for each person is misleading. With billions of people alive, thousands could be suitable mates based on similar personalities, values, and interests. This soulmate myth often contributes to divorce, as people expect fairy tale perfection. The truth is simpler. Marriage involves choosing from many suitable candidates and committing to that choice. While God may bring potential mates into our lives, the final choice remains ours, offering freedom in selecting who to love. If God doesn't choose our mate for us, how should we choose? Society standards, physical appearance, status, intellect, and finances often ignore the crucial spiritual dimension, leading to relationships that lack foundation for lasting commitment. These worldly standards are inherently flawed because they're temporary. Beauty fades, status changes, and material success provides no foundation for lasting love. Finding the right mate requires identifying non-negotiable character qualities and evaluating potential partners against these standards. Essential traits include integrity, kindness, emotional stability, spiritual maturity, and conflict resolution skills. While anyone can charm briefly, true character emerges through consistent behavior, especially during challenges. The wisest choices have always been based on character, not external attributes. Qualities like being above reproach, temperate, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, and gentle provide an excellent framework for evaluation. These traits indicate someone who can maintain healthy relationships and handle life's pressures with grace. Rather than searching for the right person, focus on becoming the right person, developing character, emotional health, and life skills. Remember that character flaws typically intensify under the pressures of marriage rather than improve. Young people should practice righteous dating, relationships aligned with healthy principles. While wisdom speaks quietly, society's messages bombard us through media, often drowning out time-tested relationship wisdom. Dating should progress from spirit to soul to body. Start with shared values and beliefs, advance to intellectual and emotional connection through discussing future plans, and save physical union for marriage. Society often reverses this natural progression. The fundamental question in choosing a life partner is, do they share my core values? This means genuine alignment on what matters most, not surface compatibility. Only pursue relationships with those demonstrating similar values and commitment to growth. A marriage lacking shared values misses its essential purpose. Ensure life goals align before committing. Different directions eventually create conflict. Evaluate potential partners' self-control in areas like temper, finances, and impulses. It indicates overall life discipline. Remember, what you compromise to gain, you'll ultimately lose. Timing is crucial for marriage, encompassing family support, financial readiness, and educational goals. While adults don't need permission, family blessing provides vital support and outside perspective on potential challenges. Financial preparation requires 3 to 6 months of savings, steady income, and clear investment plans. Good credit scores and strong budgeting skills are essential, as financial issues cause 41% of marital conflicts and rank as the second leading cause of divorce. Educational goals should be completed before marriage. Only 2% of those who delay education for marriage eventually finish their degree. Career development should be well established for long-term stability. The maturity to wait demonstrates wisdom, while rushing reflects impatience. True love considers the other person's highest potential and supports its achievement. Modern culture has diminished engagement's traditional role as the first stage of marriage, a formal commitment that once required proper dissolution to end. The engagement period demands serious preparation, not just wedding planning. Most marriage difficulties arise from unaddressed pre-wedding issues: finances, housing, expectations, parenting philosophy, and educational goals. Remember, a wedding is an event, but marriage is a life. Building a strong foundation during engagement is vital, as post-wedding life often leaves little room for this work. Couples must align their values and vision, including event attendance, household leadership, and shared commitments, to prevent their marriage from splitting into parallel lives. Financial harmony requires special focus. Couples should establish their economic strategy, including employment, housing, healthcare, investments, and budgeting, functioning as a unified team rather than separate individuals. In our instant gratification society of dating apps and quick connections, few embrace long engagements. Yet history shows those who waited years for their beloved, demonstrating a commitment that seems unfathomable today. These stories reveal that true love is patient and purposeful. Waiting isn't passive, it's active preparation for marriage. Couples develop perseverance, responsibility, and character during this time. This countercultural approach builds connections based on substance rather than fleeting attraction. The purpose of marriage isn't personal fulfillment, but mutual growth and shared purpose. When two whole individuals, each complete in their values, come together, they create something far more powerful than two needy people seeking completion. These couples understand that marriage means joining forces to serve a higher purpose. The strength of a relationship correlates with its foundation. Patience in preparation yields resilience in commitment.